How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrong.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor of the Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXLY building. It is a Friday. It's a little different version of it.
It was.
It's a short version.
Yes, thank you.
Pretty snappy.
Yeah. Friday, it is April the 26th, 2024. Hello, fellas.
Hello and
morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Morning.
Sorry, Warren.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Why would you be sorry?
Well, the whole donut thing. You brought in donuts. That was very nice of you.
No, I thought it was, it was hilarious.
And
are
then,
you kidding me?
You know, I said I had already eaten a donut because I was like, I had a protein shake for breakfast. It's going to make you feel great. And I was like, give me a donut. So I took a donut and I said, thanks for the donut, Warren. He goes, oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it, which actually, Kevin, I thought was pretty assumptive.
Yes, that is true. You said thank you for it. You didn't say that you enjoyed it.
That's correct.
See, it's getting funny all over.
See, and then I explained it to him that I didn't. I'm like, well, not really. It was a little stale, and I didn't like the nuts on it. And he's like, well.
He laughed so hard.
I'm sorry I asked,
That's hilarious.
I mean, it's just, I apparently took an honesty pill today, and I'm just blurting out the truth.
Well, Jay, anybody that knows you knows that that's not an issue with you. You say it like it is.
Yeah.
Are they day-old donuts?
Well, I bought them last evening. Really digging in there, Jay.
Night-old.
Yeah, were they day-old yesterday?
No, they were fresh yesterday morning. Yeah, yeah.
There you go. How about that?
Isn't
that
but something? I knew that when Bruce and I come in the morning, there's no place open. Well,
yeah, it is. It's a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if someplace actually advertised? We have the stalest, cheapest donuts in town.
Right, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Everybody's always proud of their fresh donuts, but sometimes you just need the cheapest donut.
What is open on the way in for you?
Winco.
Winco. Yeah.
Oh, there's a Winco up north.
But they don't have a very good selection at 6 o'clock.
No, they're,
dang it, man.
They're all bought up by then.
What is the deal, anyway?
I don't know what the deal is.
What is the deal?
Or there's one on Division.
Or.
But it's how much a dozen, was it?
20.
Yeah, that's I don't know what that is, but that's way too much.
I mean, they're not stale, but holy Toledo, Ohio.
We're worth about $6 here.
Yeah.
These were $9.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck?
They went up too.
Talk about inflation.
I know it. Oh, my God.
Don't get me started. I don't want to start hearing stories from Bruce already.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Hello. My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce. I'm God.
Bingo.
Bruce. You have the divine spark.
I'll say.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Out of the ball.
Yeah, let's go.
Brewster Almighty.
Good morning.
How's things?
Well, pretty darn good.
Feeling good?
94%.
94% is a pretty good number.
I'll take that.
Did you hear Kevin accused you of Botox the other day?
What?
No, I missed that. It wasn't Botox. It was plastic surgery.
Oh, plastic surgery.
Like some sort of facelift where I believe he has had some sort of incision made on his head and then his skin pulled back.
No, I just shaved my beard off.
Bruce, it's wild. You just don't have wrinkles.
Youthful skin, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You really do.
So,
we were admiring a picture of you, and Kevin said that.
Kevin's like, I think Bruce has had some work done because his skin is way too smooth.
Yeah.
Probably all the face lotion and the fancy, Retinol A or whatever it is.
Which end?
Which end?
Brewster.
What is your skin regime like, Bruce? What do you do to your face? Do you just wash it with like a
Yeah, just wash it with soap.
I just imagine Bruce with all these products laid out.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah, all over the sink.
Well, this is the Retinol-A, and then this is the moisturizer, and this is.
Yeah, I ain't got no time for that.
Bruce has Irish Spring in a wash rag.
Yeah,
you know? It's like Brewster, good enough.
If you were to live, like, you know, to 110 years old or something, and
only five more years, then come and
interview you and say, "What is the secret to a long life?"
That's a good question.
What would you say the secret to a long life is? Geez.
Get up early and have coffee with the boys.
Oh, wow!
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, it is good for your soul.
It is
for sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You bet.
Anything about the radio?
What about it?
Nudge,
radio?
Yeah, listen to the radio.
Nudge, nudge.
The radio, maybe having something to look forward to every Friday.
Oh, every Friday?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no.
Yikes.
That's kind of fun. I don't have no coffee yet, though. But
whoa.
That's okay.
Hey, isn't there coffee there? Did I forget to bring it in?
I don't see
it. Well, you didn't forget. Wait a minute. Did he? I don't want to get on his nerves.
No.
I think I already
There's
did.
There's two full pots out there. I just forgot to carry it in.
I know where it's at. I can go get it.
No, you can't be trusted.
Well, that's true.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He goes, and I have no idea what caused it. It was like that for about 3 weeks. I was limping around. Then I woke up one morning, it was gone. He goes, I didn't do anything for it. Just took care of it. Started on its own. Ended on its own. He goes, so... You got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Jay, are you a little afraid when you sneeze? I mean, what's going on? Okay, no, I'm fine this time.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Yeah, there's Kevin right there. Hi, Kevin.
Guys, he's right there.
Oh, let's start a Friday with I know this is wrong, but.
Yeah. What?
I had some secondhand happiness yesterday. Where, okay, it's a person I've known for quite a while, and I'd say that we're...
You can say my name, it's fine.
We're mildly friend. How would you consider? We're more than acquaintances.
Uh-huh.
You and Jay?
Yeah.
But we're not great friends. We don't do a ton of stuff together, whatever.
Excuse me, wrong word.
But we'll see this person every once in a while, and, you know, it's always cordial, and we... catch up and
what about mustard
and he is it's just a person that I've always thought was up to no good.
Oh wow,
you know what I mean? Like, he's one of those, like, super polished when you meet him in person, and really nice and quiet and laid back,
right?
Only to find out he's not that way at all.
Like, okay,
he's gets angry and yells and screams at people. Geez. And it is just kind of a jerk. And
goodness sakes.
I don't know. I was so happy to hear that I was right.
You know, it's wrong, but you were glad to hear
that
that's
wrong.
You kind of had
a
feeling.
I was so happy to hear that he was a jerk that I thought he was.
Yeah. I understand that, though.
It's just kind of weird. It was just like it gave me the secondhand happiness.
Yeah, you're kind of one of those deals like, well,
I went with
my gut and I thought I was right. And turns out I am.
Just go, knew it. Yeah. I knew that was fake.
Yeah.
I knew it all along.
Speaking of that.
Silver wings.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years.
Nope, not going to either.
He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Lloyd. Loved a good wife. Always help someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times, Warren Strong.
Hello.
Hi, Warren. Hi.
And hi, and good Friday morning, everybody.
How the heck are you, friend?
Good, 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 good. I think you should change that one part that says, what is it, greatest man ever or something like
that? No,
whatever.
Stop arguing with the open. Don't argue with the open. The open knows.
Okay.
Yeah. See, this, he was just talking about you. This whole fake facade of, you know, oh, I'm a nice guy, and turns out you're... You didn't even know he was talking about you. That's weird part.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I did not know that.
I did not know that. Ed.
So, no, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you're great. You're great. Absolutely fantastic.
Not as great as you, but thank you.
That's a lie.
Don't mess with perfection.
Right. Just accept the compliment. Correct.
There
Bruce?
You go.
Yeah. Just say thank you and move on.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, there's Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it's true. Ooh.
Ready for this?
Oh yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, look at him
morning.
Go.
Morning.
Hey-ho.
Oh, boy. Does this mean because Monty's not here, do we not get to do the tiger thing?
Oh, the tiger impression for his open, yeah.
That he thinks is just silly.
I know, but yeah, we don't get to do it, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Darn it.
I'll survive.
Now what?
So yeah. I don't know how this got brought up, but yesterday Kevin and I were talking. And I mentioned my elementary school mascot.
Oh, yeah.
And wow. You thought that it wasn't a good mascot, apparently.
I thought it was a great mascot.
Oh, you thought it was a great mascot.
I said, you got to tell that on the air.
You got
I've never heard
curiosity
such a thing.
Spiked.
Yeah.
Oh, spiked. Wow. All right. So we were the Winkleman Wildcats.
Winkleman Wildcats.
Yes, that is correct. Wow. And our mascot...
I would hope a wildcat would be. Yeah, makes yes. sense. Or a Winkleman.
His name was Winky the Wildcat.
Winky.
Winky.
What's a Winkleman?
It's the last name of a person.
Okay.
Henry Winkleman.
Yeah, Henry Winkleman.
Henry
yeah.
Winkleman Elementary is where you went.
Wow.
Oh. That's correct.
Almost like being the Fonz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Henry Winkleman Elementary, and I'm guessing Henry Winkleman's nickname is probably Winky. At some point,
That's
Winky the Wildcat is great.
That's a fun mascot.
Winky. He was launched my fifth grade year.
And now, was there an actual costume?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was a whole thing.
Wow.
I don't remember ever in costumes for elementary school. Kevin, did you ever have somebody who played the mascot?
Did he make it clear into orbit?
Winky?
Yeah, because he said he was launched. I thought maybe he went up in a Gemini or something. Okay.
Is that the one you want to stay with?
Well, probably better not.
No, you'd be committed to it.
Yeah, I guess jump in both feet.
I like it.
The first Winky in space.
From Winky and beyond. Was Winky a cool-looking mascot, or was it one of those you go, probably didn't do a very good job on it?
I mean, you know, someone could have handmade it, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. One of those.
Well, I mean, a lot of times with the elementary schools, they'll let the kids do the drawings, you know, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, they'll do T-shirt designs and all that stuff, which, why wouldn't you? But I just, sometimes when that's actually a costume and somebody who's like five designed it, it might not be great.
Yeah.
Winky the three-eyed wildcat. Middle eye winks at you.
Yeah. I like it.
That's my winking eye.
I like it a lot.
Scary, but you...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, give me a multiple donkey noise, two or three in a row.
Kevin James.
Let's hear that draft noise.
I don't know draft.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I'm just going to say, the show should be on the air when it's not on the air. I'm listening to you two guys trying to describe the meeting between Warren and Kevin's mother. It was at a Walmart.
And apparently, apparently Aunt Julie, I thought her name was Karen.
I didn't know what. You were confused.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's I saw your mom, and she was with another lady named Karen. And I'm like, I don't think that's true.
The first thing Kevin said,
I don't think
my
mom knows anybody named Karen.
I guarantee you the other woman's name was not Karen. And Warren goes, no, it was Karen. He goes, I bet you it wasn't.
Yeah, and then we got deeper in.
Kevin started, and I think did she have a cane? Did she look like this? Did she look like that? That's Aunt Julie.
And then I said.
Aunt Julie sometimes, will make the joke.
She's joking.
For many years, that her and my mom, they looked very similar.
Oh, they did.
So,
so she would always say, we're sisters, or I'm younger, or whatever, but she'd say she was another Karen. So I bet you that's what happened.
Yeah, she probably was joking.
And then Kevin said, well, that's probably Aunt Julie. And I said, what did I say? Something about
he said they don't look alike
doesn't
anymore.
Doesn't your mom's sister look a lot like her? And I go, Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, you did say and.
Poor Bruce was sitting there like, you know, watching a ping pong match going back and forth. It was just like,
man, oh, man.
Confused. There was so much confusion. You're not driving.
I wish you were in here, Steve.
Oh, God.
He is too driving.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and you know, people think that I put that on, but I don't. It's for real.
That's real.
Real. It's that ADD. I was never diagnosed, but I'm sure.
Yeah, it's, oh, yeah. Oh, we agree.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
Or hardening of the arteries or something.
One,
I don't know.
One of those things. They're almost the same.
I know who producer Steve is. That's all I need.
Huh? Welcome to Friday. Is it really fast, Steve, when to keep up when you're in the other room? Because, you know, sometimes we're in this room, we get the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, I'm behind the scenes.
Yeah. You're so far back there.
Yeah. It's so far behind.
Guys, it's Friday.
Why did the cow do jumping jacks? She was practicing her cowlisthenics.
Cowlisthenics.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know.
It's okay.
Kevin, I did the same thing, and I said to Steve, it's what I expected.
Right. You don't expect a lot out of Alexa, but you appreciate the effort.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay. Heck yeah. Yeah, you know, why not? Yeah.
Cowlisthenics.
Would you guys enjoy seeing Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie again?
Yes, please.
Oh.
Are you working with Arnold again? Is it twins? Is it something else?
We're going to go, not twins. It's going to be, you know, Arnold and Danny. Because we fit.
Yeah. I like it. When are we starting?
Next year.
Now, hard to know if Danny DeVito was...
Yeah, I don't know if that was real, but they are funny together. It's a good sight gag, and then both really good at it.
You know what job I'm glad I don't have?
Shoveling cow poo.
That's true.
That's fair. I would say you are really glad that you are not... What are those dirty jobs Mike Rowe always did?
Oh, man, he's got some crazy ones.
Man, just any of those dirty jobs.
Yeah, like
so many dirty ones.
Gooey duck harvester. Yeah. You know, where you got to dig it out of the beach and it's all slimy and gross looking. Yeah. No, shout at celebrity guy.
Oh, are you working with Arnold again? Is it twins? Is it something else?
You're badgering.
Yeah, really.
Stop with the badgering.
Just constantly.
And maybe just ask a question and wait for an answer. Not.
Are you working with Arnold again? Is it twins? Is it something else?
Should I let you answer the question, or should I just keep asking you questions in a panicked sort of voice? Good night.
Yeah, really.
What's wrong with being panicked?
I guess everybody gets asked, you know, when you run out of things to ask celebrities as they start to get older, you ask them if they're going to do a second or third of whatever movie they had success with.
Right.
Like Jeff Daniels.
With Dumb and Dumber finding a new audience with TikTok and social media, you think there'll be a Dumb and Dumber 3?
No one has talked to me. I love Jim. I love the Farrelly brothers. If the phone rang and we were doing one, I'd go where?
Do you know that's happening, though? Like, it's finding new, younger audiences out there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll help. That'll help. So that when we're, you know, in our 80s, there'll be an audience for it. Excellent.
Yeah, excellent. And then it seems like the actors who are of that age then begin to become sarcastic near the end of the conversation. Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know that Bill Burr, who's he going to play? Steve, who is Bill Burr going to play in a movie?
JFK.
Oh, yeah, JFK.
Oh, wow. Excuse me?
Isn't that a weird one, Kevin? Bill Burr.
Yeah, do you
comedian
Bill Burr.
Well, I was just going to look him up.
Yeah, look him up, would you?
Wait till the break.
Yeah. He's going to...
I'll show you some good Bill Burr stuff. He's one of my favorite comedians.
Okay.
It's cool. Just weird, though, Kevin, but I guess that's only partially the story. The fact is that Jerry Seinfeld is producing the movie.
Okay.
And he was trying to figure out who to ask to have be JFK, and he wanted Bill Burr. And it's just funny how when certain people call you, you will answer the phone regardless of what you're doing. And apparently Jerry Seinfeld calls you, answer the phone.
The JFK part, which I asked every big actor in Hollywood, they were all terrified to do it. And then I called Bill Burr, who was on stage at the Comedy Store, and answered the phone. Because he saw it was me. He says, would you want to play JFK? He says, I would love to, but I'm on stage right now at the Comedy Store. This is true.
Isn't that weird? Can you imagine? Yeah. He's in the middle of a routine. Yeah. But it's Jerry Seinfeld, so I'm like,
I'm gonna answer that.
You're like, and if you're doing the routine and your phone is ringing, first of all, you're probably like, well, that's weird. No one would be calling me.
Yeah.
And then you're like, Okay, guys, we're going to do this together, but Jerry Seinfeld's on the phone. I'm just going to let you guys know, if we're in the middle of the show and we're doing something and Jerry Seinfeld calls either me or Kevin,
you're taking it.
We're going to answer.
You're going to answer?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And Steve, for that matter, because it's Steve's favorite TV show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I'd answer it.
Kevin, what do you think the worst place to break up with somebody is?
Boy. Maybe at like a family event.
Oh, that's a great, that's ooh, actually a great call.
Good answer.
Yeah,
good answer.
That is, yeah, like a reunion or a picnic or that'd whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's listen to this conversation.
I'll say the worst place to break up in is in a car, if you know.
I got one better. I got one better. Ready? Ready? On a long flight somewhere.
Oh.
Yes, you have no place to go. I'm following you all over the plane. I'm knocking on the bathroom.
I broke up with a young lady at a restaurant. It's weird.
But I got a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you break up before you ordered the meal or after you ordered the meal?
The meal was on the way, so it was after. The meal was on the way.
Listen, hold on.
On the way.
If you breaking up with me and we having dinner, I need the waiter to come so I can order some more food to go.
The dinner thing is just dumb. You're just stuck there. I mean,
yeah,
what the heck are you doing?
I mean, the plane is brutal.
Oh, yeah, that'd be horrible.
Any place where you're confined and can't get away, that's going to be a problem.
Elevator.
Get stuck. Power goes off.
The worst timing of all. That's your audio ball for a Friday. It is the 26th day of April 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I think it was like a extra layer of an overtone.
What?
An overture.
That's pretty good.
Extra layer, all right.
Kevin James.
Well, we don't call that overtone, though, do we, Bruce?
No, sure.
No, that's something different, I think, yeah.
Easy.
Uh-huh.
Easy. Bruce.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, I heard you ask the fellowship if they like popcorn. What was their response to it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then they go, why'd you ask?
Yeah, because it is kind of an unusual question just to blurt out in the middle of the morning, you know, oh, you guys like popcorn?
Yeah, well, I had a question mark across my forehead, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you did too, yeah.
Well, I brought some popcorn in today. Well. And one of the things we were going to try is to put cinnamon and sugar on popcorn.
Oh, cool.
Because Steve was saying, popcorn for breakfast.
I'm so
and I said, would it be better if I put cinnamon and sugar? And then listeners said, that's actually really good that they do it.
My father-in-law used to have my mother-in-law make extra popcorn, you know, unbuttered, and he would have it for breakfast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with milk and I guess sugar or I don't know what he put
on. No way.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if he grew up doing that. He was from Iowa.
We'll have some popcorn here in a little bit. And
we're going to do the cinnamon and sugar. It's going to be like churro corn. You know churro corn, Bruce.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. he's a great guy, that
churro. Well, yeah, he was.
Mr. Churro Corn.
Yeah. He was one of the best corns I knew.
Oh, man.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I liked his dad.
Oh, yeah?
You know, Pop.
Oh, Popcorn. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
Pop.
No, he was great. Pop and churro.
Popcorn.
Yeah, and then his grandpa, Pop, yeah. All the corn, the whole corn family. Oh, they were sweet, those corns.
They were good jokes.
I can't keep it going. Yeah.
You done?
Well, I'm not. I'm done. I didn't even get started.
You didn't know we were playing.
No,
that was our first game. Hope you enjoyed it, guys.
Hey, good job.
Wow. Man, so good. They're kind of creamy.
Yeah.
Corn family?
Yeah.
Do you like cream corn, Warren?
Oh, yes.
Ugh. All right, let's play the game.
Wow. Put it over mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, buddy.
Bruce, you like that too?
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Oh, my God.
Do you like it, Kev?
Oh, heck yes.
Let's ask Steve. This should be fun. Steve?
Oh, yeah, put me in, coach.
Oh, wow. Shocking.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
All right, the ABC first to three. So I guess that means Bruce and Kevin have to leave.
Oh, yeah.
We have to go first, Warren.
Oh, groovy out of sight, up tight, knee deep.
So...
Huh?
All the answers go in the order of the alphabet, as in like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Steve will give us a category. I'm going to get a 60-second clock ready to go. As soon as the fellas are out so they can't cheat.
Okay.
No advantage to them, so to speak. All right, Steve, I have 60 seconds on the clock. What is our category? Warren, are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
All right, so we're going timely with this one.
Mm-hmm.
It is things at a Cody Johnson concert.
I don't even know Cody Johnson.
Well, it's just a country singer. He's a country singer. Okay. He's at the arena tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I
guess things at a concert.
Yeah, just a concert.
Things at a Cody. Apples in the guest room there. Apples.
Okay. Good start.
Do you have an
backstage passes.
Oh, yeah. A car to bring him to the facility. Is that okay or no?
Concessions.
Concessions.
Okay.
Decibels.
Nice. Gosh darn.
Elastic. You know, people would have it in there, like their clothes.
Or exits. Yeah.
Exits. That's a great one.
Thank you.
Speaking of fancy clothes. All right,
fancy
that's
clothes. Better. Good clothes.
Good. Good-looking people. Good hair. Looking. Eyes. Ice in the drinks, maybe.
Ice in the drinks.
Me. Okay. Kevin. L. Lots of noise.
Oh, boy, there's a lot of that.
M.
Oh, come on.
Men. N.
No music? Okay.
Music would have been good, music, yeah.
Shoot. Oh,
noise-canceling headphones.
All right, we'll count that. No.
Kevin!
Sure.
I think I got that at the buzzer.
Okay, yeah.
That wasn't very good.
Well, it's because I'm no help.
No, you did fine. I didn't do very well there.
Oh, the heck you didn't.
Yeah, was the category too hard?
No, I liked it. It was just, I don't know.
Yes, it was horrible, Dean.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock for round one of ABC, first to three. We'll see how these fellas do. It's Kevin and Bruce on team two or team one, whichever way you want to look at it. Guys, 60 seconds on the clock, and here's the category from Steve.
All right, we'll say things at a Cody Johnson concert or things at a concert.
Okay. Applause.
Ooh, yeah. Good one,
very
Kevin.
Good.
Babes. Babes.
Clapping. Yeah. Dancing. Enchiladas.
Exit.
Exit. Thank
good job,
you,
Bruce. F.
Fans.
Oh, yeah.
Girls.
Mm-hmm. H.
High fives.
High fives.
High fives is great. I.
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
J.
Jumping.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A K would go for...
Knees.
Knees.
You better believe. Get on your knees. Love.
Lips.
There's love for the artist.
Bruce is into body parts. Look out.
Music.
Yes, Kevin.
Noise.
Yes.
Opinions.
Oh.
People pee, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the time. Oh, wow. Okay.
No.
Queens?
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah at a concert. True, that's true.
I mean,
you got through Q. We only Bruce got through N, so that was
yeah.
Queen Latifah.
Yeah. Once Bruce started on body parts, I thought we were going to get a run over
yeah,
the
wow.
alphabet there. Yeah. Well done, boys. Don't get too comfortable. You got to leave again. Sorry about your luck there, but you won that round. Well done. That was great. Yeah, you did good. for J and K, Kevin, I said J and Kevin, just so you know. I mean, kind of might have been cheating, but then again, maybe not.
No, I think that was very right.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. And by the way, it was weird. Both Bruce and Warren said exits.
We did, didn't we? Yeah. I noticed that.
That's because you guys usually like, try to leave early.
We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. All right, 60 seconds for round two.
All right. What do we think about, I can change this if you don't like it, but how about things on a farm?
Bruce, do you like things on a farm? I mean, Warren, do you like things on a farm?
Yeah, I guess.
You're fine? Okay.
Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah.
Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Apple tree.
Uh-huh. Backhoe. Yeah. Corn. Dirt. E would be...
Shoot. Maybe this isn't so good.
Just pass. Farmland.
Potato elevator, but that isn't okay.
Potato elevator? Yeah. What in the... elevator, there you go.
Elevator.
You know, G would be ground. H is...
Harrow,
yeah. I.
Insecticides.
I like that. J. Come on, listen, give me another tractor part, Warren.
John Deere.
Okay.
Can't use J again.
K.
K. Oh, my goodness sakes.
It's a kiln. You're making kiln, pottery.
Kiln.
Yeah. L would be, a leveling tool. M would be,
A man on a dresser.
Yes.
For Pete's sake.
Oh, you're terrible. Kevin!
I thought that would be such a good one.
Yeah.
What was your other choice?
I don't think it'd matter.
Cars.
Yeah. That, oh, that would have been. Oh, well, wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, actually, I didn't have that.
That's funny. Yeah. All right. The fellas are back in for round two. Congratulations on your victory, Kevin. And we'll go in 60 seconds for this category.
Rough one, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it just, yeah. It's, no, my mind's not there, and Warren's doing pretty good by himself.
So bossy, so.
So bossy. What's the category? You get names for cows. No.
Things on a farm.
On a farm?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Animals, bales, mm-hmm. cows, dogs, eggs.
Oh, gosh, yeah, darn it.
Would be fur from the animals.
Yeah, I like what
fur.
You did there.
A goat, a hen.
Oh, God, animals is good, Kevin.
Right, Bruce, what do we got for eye?
Hmm.
We're going to pass on that.
Warren had a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's pass on that and go to Jay, which is so much easier. Things on a farm. Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Jack is a good answer, yes. Kevin.
Napweed.
Napweed. Yes.
Whoa.
Bruce.
Is that how you spell it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You're all mad now.
I know. You've done
llamas.
It.
Llamas,
that
Bruce,
works.
You're
yeah.
killing it
milk
right
cows.
Now. Milk cows. Man, what happened to my brain? It froze out.
Right, I did noise? The same thing. Noise?
Yeah. Well, sure. Cows make noise.
Yeah, I give it to you.
I think we might have tied on that
tied
one.
On
that was
one.
Terrible. Yeah. That was a bad one. I'm just want to see if we could, the four of us can get through the entire alphabet on one category in 60 seconds. Steve, you have one more category?
What's weird there is like the first, I just started ripping them off.
Oh, with
and
the animal
like, oh,
thing
I'm
was great.
I'm going to roll through the whole alphabet.
I didn't even think that way. That was great. I was thinking machinery.
Yeah.
That was a good idea, Kev.
Well, John Deere, by the way, for Jay, for Bruce. Yeah.
John Deere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say Jay again, and I was like.
No, I'm not on a farm ever. Yeah. Let's see if we can get through a category together, fellas. There's four of us. Can we please try to get all the way through an alphabet?
All right.
What's the category, Steve?
Let's see. I have two options. What do you think about either things in an office or things in a mall?
What do you want to do, Kev?
Whoa.
Oh, man. I'm going to let Bruce decide.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. And a mall was the other one?
Yeah, a mall or an office.
I thought you said cars.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do cars. How about cars?
What do you mean cars?
Because when we guys were coming back in, Warren goes, gosh dang, you should have taken a different category. Did you have another category? And Steve goes, yeah, cars. And Warren's like, whoa, why didn't you give us cars?
Yeah, because I'm the one that said farm.
Yeah.
Way to go, Warren.
El stico the footo in the mouth-o.
What? Things in an office, 60 seconds,
office,
go.
Okay.
Things in an office?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you changed it up.
Abacus.
That's all we got time for.